You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Well, thunder and lightning has been capturing my attention lately. My poor kitty cats. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the high humidity we've been having this week and the amazing thunderstorms as a result. We'll also get a detailed weather forecast in a bit. But first, Cliff, how is your little puppy dog doing? Was she scared of all the thunder last night?
No, she wasn't. In fact, she thought it was some other strange dog in the sky and she started barking at it. Now, I have had other dogs that were fearful of lightning, but not this one. She takes it as some other animal ready to move in, and she's gonna bark till it goes away.
So are we done with all that thunder and lightning now, or what's happening with the weather?
We are completely done with it. If you want a little bit of thunder or lightning, there are some remnants in eastern Washington going into Idaho and Montana, but it's completely over now. Marine air is starting to push into western Washington, and in fact, a front is right on our doorsteps. I can see in the radar a band of precipitation that's associated with Pacific front with quite cool air behind it, and that's about to move into the region. So no lightning when you have cool marine air at low levels. So we'll see some showers today. They'll fade off as we get into the evening. And actually, we have an improving trend over the weekend. There could be a few showers around Saturday morning, partly cloudy skies, but it should open up into sun, and I expect temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 50s on Saturday, maybe even 60 in a few places, so not too bad. Then a mini ridge of high pressure develops over the entire region on Sunday, so it'll dry it out. Temperatures getting up to 60, maybe even low 60s in a few places. So Sunday is definitely the day. And Monday and Tuesday look partly cloudy and temperatures around 60. So, you know, we're through it now. It's over. No more thunderstorms.
We did have some power outages, of course, not too many, 14,000 or something like that last I heard. But you were telling me this was still really an extraordinary storm.
What happened yesterday was unusual. It was the greatest lightning outbreak we've had probably in 5 to 10 years. I was looking at the 24-hour lightning map over the region, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of lightning strikes, which is very unusual for us. Normally, when we have thunderstorms, and we don't have thunderstorms very often, we have one or two lightning strikes from each one of these cells, but not this time. It was massive. And we don't see something like this very often. And the reason is that we had an unusual plume of very, very high moisture levels coming into our region. The day before, we were looking at the integrated moisture in the column of air coming into our region. We call this precipitable water. And it was a record for the date. It was a record for any date from the end of November through the beginning of May. So that was more moisture, more juice with thunderstorms coming in than we've ever seen in this period of time.
Interesting. And that's that warm air coming in from Hawaii on the Pineapple Express?
That's right. In fact, I did something called a trajectory analysis using the three-dimensional grids that I get that describe the atmosphere, with great detail. I was able to see where the air over us came from. And amazingly enough, it came right from over Hawaii. So we had Hawaiian air when you were breathing. Yesterday and the day before, that air had been over Hawaii 3 or 4 days before.
Got here really fast, huh?
It does. And in fact, the winds aloft are fairly strong. So there was a strong jet or region of strong winds, and that blew it in. And so, we had tropical moisture over us, and that moisture, plus a little bit of uplift from an upper-level disturbance, was able to release these thunderstorms in a way we haven't seen for 5 or 10 years.
So why does the high level of moisture in the air cause thunderstorms exactly?
Well, moisture is sort of like the fuel of thunderstorms. To get thunderstorms, we normally want a big change in temperature with height, warm at the surface and cooler aloft. That helps. But we also need moisture. Because when air rises in thunderstorms, the moisture condenses, producing heat, and that added heat contributes to the buoyancy of air parcels moving up in thunderstorms. The more moisture you have, the better off you are in getting a thunderstorm.
All right. Exciting times. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lummis, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.